Hi, my name is Rose. You're listening to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio show for kids, all about the Elgin County Library. I hope you enjoy the show.
Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thanks to Rosie for her help with our introduction. Rosie goes to the Port Burwell Public Library when she's looking for a good book. She lives way out in the country, but it only takes her about 10 minutes to get to her favorite library. You may want to plug your nose for some of our show tonight. I'm calling it The Stinky Show, because it's all about skunks. I'm Julie Vary, and our aromatic show is coming to you from 105.9 DeBrigg in Aylmer, Ontario. We're going to start off with a great little story called A Pet for Petunia by Paul Schmid. He wrote the book, and he did the illustrations for it, too. But before we read our story, we're going to hear from Rosie again. She has had some interesting pets in her life, but none more interesting than this past summer. She and I had a chat about her experience. Rose, have you had any experience with skunks?
Sort of.
Can you tell me what your experience is with skunks?
Raising them?
What is it like to raise skunks?
You have to be very careful not to scare them once they spray.
So how did you look after them?
We just had them in a box and we would just feed them cat food and water.
And they never sprayed you?
No. They just did little toots.
Did it smell?
Not really. No.
No? So did you name your skunks?
Yeah.
What did you name them?
Nellie and Nelson.
You're not afraid of getting sprayed by a skunk?
Not really.
Well, I'm afraid of my dog getting sprayed by a skunk.
Yeah.
So if you had a chance to have some more pet skunks, would you?
Yes, definitely.
And whatever happened to those skunks? I don't see them around here anymore.
No, they just wandered off. They just wandered off. They just wandered off.
Okay, would you advise other people to have pet skunks?
I don't know. Kind of cute, but not.
What's not cute about skunks?
They're really messy. You have to go really slow up to them. Also, like,
thank you very much for telling us about skunks.
You're welcome.
Let's hear that thing that Rose says skunks do if you come up to them too fast. Yeah, and, well, as she says, these two jumpy little critters just wandered off. Remember, their names are Nellie and Nelson, and they may be in a neighborhood near you. So watch where you're going. That's my advice. And now, it's time for that story I promised you. Find yourself a nice, comfortable place to curl up and listen to this funny little tale about a girl and her strong desire for an unusual kind of pet. A Pet for Petunia. Petunia loves skunks. They have cute little noses, they have big black eyes, they're black and white, and they have stripes. Petunia tells anyone who will listen just how perfectly awesome skunks are. Petunia wants a real pet skunk. You see, Petunia has a little stuffed animal skunk, and that's what gave her the idea for having a pet skunk. Please, 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 may I have a pet skunk, please? She begs her parents. But, begin her parents. Petunia is not listening. I'll feed my skunk every day, I promise, really, says Petunia. I'll take her for walks. I'll read stories to Skunky and draw her pictures. You'll see, says Petunia. Petunia assures her parents she will clean the skunk's litter box, too. Every week, day, hour, whatever, promise. Please, 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 may I have a pet skunk? Please. What? Why not?
They stink, say her parents.
Stink? How can you say that? They don't stink. They're cute. This is so not fair. I'll tell you what stinks. This stinks. You just don't love me. That's what it is. They do not stink. Stick my foot. You want to see stink? I'll show you stink. You don't know how much I love skunks. I need a pet skunk. I'll die if I don't have a pet skunk. You said no and I wanted a python, too. I bet Katie's parents would get her a skunk. Why did I have to get born into this family? I bet skunks smell great. Well, I'm not giving up. A girl's got to do what a girl's gotta do. With such disappointing lunkheads for parents, naturally Petunia must leave home. I'll live in the woods, thinks Petunia. I'll get eaten by a bear. Then they'll let me have my pet skunk. Petunia follows a path to some trees. And there, on the path, is a skunk. Black and white, cute little nose, big black eyes, stripes. Petunia stares at the skunk. The skunk stares at Petunia. Petunia gives a joyful gasp. And with that gasp, Petunia smells the worst smell she has ever smelled in her whole entire life. It is not a small smell. It is not even a big smell. It is a stink. An awful stink, a horrible stink, a humongous stink. Tears flood Petunia's eyes. A lump bulges in her throat. Petunia turns. She runs. Runs back home. Runs to her room, into her bed. Well, dear sweet Petunia has learned the hard way why skunks do not make good pets for little girls. The story's not over yet, though. Borrow this book from the library near your house. It's called A Pet for Petunia, and it's by Paul Schmid. I found another great book called Tanka Tanka Skunk by Steve Webb. I got Rose to give me a hand with parts of the story. There's an elephant named Tanka and a skunk named, well, Skunk. They make a big noise. I don't know if they make a big stink, but one of them is a skunk, so... Anyway, here goes. If you've got a drum in the house, it might come in handy for this story. Or just use a soup pot turned upside down. A spoon will make a great drumstick. Are you ready? Tanka Tanka Skunk by Steve Webb. This is Tanka. This is Skunk. They love to play the drums. Say their names together. They sound like drums. Like this, skunk-a-tanka, skunk-a-tanka, tanka-tanka-skunk. They've got the beat, and so have their friends.
Skunk-a-tanka, skunk-a-tanka, tanka-tanka-skunk.
This is Kangaroo. His name has three beats, like this, kangaroo. And this is Caterpillar. His name has four beats, like this, Caterpillar. They've lots more friends for you to meet. Say their names to the skunk-a-tanka beat.
Skunk-a-tanka, skunk-a-tanka, tanka-tanka-skunk.
Tiger, cheetah, panda, polar bear. Lemur, llama, llama, lemur. Zebra, badger, bat. Caterpillar, big gorilla, yakety, yakety, yak.
Yakety, yakety, yak. Skunka, tanka, skunka, tanka, 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 skunk.
Beaver, otter, badger, beaver, dingo, donkey, duck. Panda, panther, tiger, zebra, alligator, fox. Tiny, little, hairy, spider. Armadillo, ox.
Skunk-a-tanka, skunk-a-tanka, tanka-tanka, skunk.
Anteater, anteater, big blue whale. Quiet now, lie down, time to say goodnight. Tired Tanka, sleepy Skunka, baby bear, night-night. Wake up, jump up, bouncy kangaroo. Quack, quack, oink, oink, cock-a-doodle-doo.
Skunk-a-tanka, skunk-a-tanka, tanka-tanka, skunk. Skunk-a-tanka, skunk-a-tanka, tanka-tanka.
Whoever said that reading isn't fun? Wow. A big thank you to Rosie for helping out with this one. I have one more story to read tonight, my friends, and it's a story near and dear to my heart, because I can never read it without thinking about my sweet little doggie, Guinness. Mostly, he is a good dog, but there was a time a year ago when he was not such a good dog. It's all right, Guinness. You know I love you. I'll always love you, no matter what. You see, a skunk came to live in the neighborhood, and Guinness thought he would like to make friends with her. To make a long, smelly story short, Guinness got sprayed 3 times that year before he figured out that skunks are bad news for dogs who do not like having baths. Our last story for tonight is called Skunk Dog. It's by Emily Jenkins, and the pictures are by Pierre Pratt. Get snuggly and get ready to plug your nose. This will get stinky. Dumpling was a dog of enormous enthusiasm, excellent obedience skills, and very little nose. She was smart, too. She sat when people told her to sit, stayed when people told her to stay, and rolled over when they told her to roll over. She understood quite a lot of English and a little Spanish. She could even do tricks, though most of the time she preferred to lie down and chew on something made of rawhide. Dumpling cared a lot about frisbees, and walks, and breakfast, and lunch, and dinner, and dog treats, and table scraps. She went into paroxysms of joy over people coming home when they'd been away at school or at work all day, or even if they'd only been out for 30 seconds to see whether it was raining. But unlike most dogs who can smell a cat or a butcher shop from blocks away, Dumpling couldn't smell a thing. She didn't care about flowers or garbage or any of the other smelly items most dogs enjoy. And the way other dogs went sniffing around one another, you know the way they do, meant nothing at all to her. She didn't understand what they were up to. She couldn't smell anything, so she didn't care. As a result, Dumpling had no dog friends. None. Without a sense of smell, she couldn't relate. She loved her people, of course, and in particular, the small boy who gave her table scraps and dog treats and threw the frisbee. But she had no companions of her own species or any other species besides human. And so, rather often, Dumpling was lonely. One summer day, Dumpling and her people piled into a moving van with a whole lot of furniture and boxes and took a long ride out to the country. Dumpling threw up twice on the journey and had to wear a leash when they got out at rest stops. But when they arrived at the new house, she felt it was all worthwhile. There was a large meadow nearby, a garden waiting to be planted, and long paths through the woods in the back that were perfect for walks. Best of all, there was a doghouse just for Dumpling. The boy put her food and water dishes just outside its door and her favorite Afghan inside for a bed. As the people finished hauling boxes from the van and the sun began to set, Dumpling explored. Next to the doghouse was an interesting bush. Dumpling was just beginning to dig an experimental hole underneath it when she caught sight of a small, black-and-white creature lurking behind the foliage. It sprayed her with some oily, wet stuff. Oh my goodness, but Dumpling wagged her tail to show that she was up for some fun. The creature sprayed again, then disappeared into the woods. Dumpling was disappointed and trotted indoors. Dumpling! The people cried as soon as they smelled her. What have you gotten into? Poor Dumpling, he doesn't understand that skunks don't make good friends for dogs, and his poor family have a very hard time washing that skunk smell out over and over. It's a happy ending, though. Look for a copy of Skunk Dog at your neighborhood library if you want to read the whole story. My bunny bone needs a tickle. Here's a good one. What did the judge say when a skunk entered the courtroom? Odor in the court.
You have been listening to Check It In, Check It Out, coming to you from 105.9 Radio, DeBregan and Rotario.
Check It In, Check It Out
is brought to you by the Elkin County Library
and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
And thanks to Rose for all her help with this show. We could not have done it without you. Thanks also to Jeanette and Carolyn for helping out with the credits. You can listen to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. I'm Julie Berry. Thanks for listening and have a wonderful week.
Gendach, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, and radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hoop je han dit program geglecht. Ich san Mary Ham, and ich schof by the Elmer Library. We haunt a library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ye can crack die wat je wel vorn, de zand ola nu oop. De oop ne stun zand on de library dern te zijn. Ye can ook foon, nen dat foonama as 5-8-9, zas 3-8, ein fire zas 0, extension 8-0-9, van je nog meer information failed. Bitte koop nan en zeit wat we han in onze libraries tom junt en jene familie met helpen.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.